Welcome back to Pillow Talks with Serenia. Well, I think it's Cern, but it's Serenia, your host. And let me just get settled because I'm not, last time I did a podcast was like the end of December and there's just a lot of shit going on. And I finally ended up posting something about how I am, and I'm not posting this one on iTunes, so if you try to find it, it's on Anchor. But anyways, like I said, I was just, talking about how I'm being open to the idea of dating again, I guess. And that was pretty much it. It was very sappy when I did that, and I just, listening to it, it's just, like, cringe, but I think it was the Cancer moon that was, like, amongst us that just really had me in my feels. So now we're back. It's Pisces season. It's my season. And I just decided to record. I haven't been recording. And it's fun to do these because a lot of pressure is done with recording YouTube videos, and I wanted to do that at first, but it was just a lot, like, production wise to make a really good video, because I didn't want to put crap out there, but to make a really good video that I wanted people to see, it was just, I didn't really have the time at the time, didn't really have the money to get everything I really wanted to make a good video, and it was just production wise I didn't. And I didn't really get comfortable with it either. Like, being on camera is a lot different than me just sitting around and talking. So I decided to make a podcast at the end of last year, and I kind of haven't been posting too much. And I don't know how consistently I'll post, but I'm happy to be back. And if you're asking what this whole podcast is going to be about, I don't know. I don't really know. So today, I think I'm just going to talk about, I had this really interesting conversation at lunch today with a couple of my coworkers about, the question was, if you had a boyfriend who had a kid, would that be a deal breaker to you? Or wait, no, it was, if someone had a kid, would you date them, or like something like that? And I was like, no, I wouldn't, because that's something I'm not, like, I wouldn't want. And they were like, well, what if, like, you really were, like, into them and stuff? And I was like, you know, like, the Lord may curse me and actually give me, or not curse me, I don't want to say that, but the Lord might make me take that shit back for saying that. But, I don't have anything against people who have children and it doesn't work out, and they're, you know, trying to find, everyone deserves love. At the end of the day, I believe everybody deserves love. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, you deserve love at the end of the day. And personally for me, I said I didn't, like, that's not something I'm looking for, because I just don't want to deal with that situation. Just knowing myself, I wouldn't want to deal with the situation. At the same time, I understand why other people do. I don't think it's a bad thing that other people do, and I don't think people are settling because of that. But what I didn't, like, when I mean settled, if I don't want something, and I, maybe this is just a really bad example, because honestly, I don't think having a kid, see, there I am settling. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't. And if you're doing it, if you have someone, if you are in love with someone who has a kid who is not yours, you know what? That's great. Like, there's Sierra and Russell Wilson are a great example of blended families. Like, it's not, I don't know. It's not a taboo topic. It's, if you do it, if you're, if that's fit for you, then that's fit for you. But I did not. Excuse me, I'm like burping. Whew. So I was basically like, if I, like, The thing with me is I'm very young. I'm 22 years. I'm going to turn 22. I'm 22 years old. I have yet to meet like an eighth of the guy population in the world, you know? Like, if I really want someone and I have a list of things that I want that person to be, you best fucking believe there's someone out there that's literally going to check off every fucking box. Yeah, I don't know why I did that, but, I'll just talk about a little story. And a lot of the times, like, I see settling mainly. I'm just going to use the Chloe Tristan situation. I know probably you guys are done hearing about that, but, obviously she wants to be with her baby daddy. Like, that's her baby daddy. That's what, like, when you have a child with someone, why wouldn't you want to be with that person, you know? It's like, you obviously were having hella sex with them. Like, hella sex, like, babies, you know? If you weren't really taking the precautions. If you were trying to have a baby, maybe Chloe was trying to have a baby. I'm not really quite sure. But especially if you're trying to have a baby, you know, like, you want to be with that person forever with your kid. Like, you guys procreated a whole human life. Like, I get it, but she is settling for that man. She is fucking settling. Chloe can really just get herself a nice dude who's gonna, she really just needs to stop fucking with that. The type that she has is just not, like, they're gonna play her. Like, she just needs to find a nice guy, and that's a red flag. I'm gonna talk about the nice guy. I don't know if I should make a different podcast about that, but we'll go ahead and talk about that too. She's definitely, like, just settling because she wants, and it's understandable as a woman, I get it. Like, you are in love with someone, you want to forgive them, hoping that they will not hurt you again, and they continuously hurt you, and you continuously are like, fuck, like, I love you, like, why aren't you treating me this way, why aren't you treating me the way I want you to treat me, like, it sucks, I get it, but fuck that, he cheated on you while you were pregnant, sis, it's fucking over, you cheat on me, period, it's fucking over. But pregnant, that motherfucker gave no shits about you, he gave no fucks, he did not give a fuck that you were, and he didn't give a fuck about his other baby mama either. That's red flag number two. Like, ugh, gross. I feel for her in the situation of, just that situation. Not necessarily on how she handled it, but it must suck to have someone you really love not love you back. And I'm laughing right now, but it's honestly just like a, ooh, it's like a, ugh, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's like a nervous laugh. Because, geez, that's kind of, a reason, like, I don't really date, not necessarily because I'm scared to get hurt, but shit, like, there's people who will really just, ooh, they will do you so fucking dirty, and I sleep well at night, you know, I just take a little, just do my little prayers, pray for my friends, my family, everyone, and just go to sleep, and I'm at peace, you know? I don't know if you guys can hear the airplane, but there's an airplane passing, so I'll give that a second. Okay. So back to the whole settling thing. Like, if you have a list of things you want someone to be, and it's maybe not necessarily that they don't have the list, but they have red flags, sister, sis, listen to me. Turn this shit all the way the fuck up. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Don't even fucking bat an eye. Delete the number. Block the number. You don't have to delete. I mean, if you're savage, go ahead, delete him off of Instagram. I'm not necessarily like a, you're really good. Like, with social media, it honestly is like a cleanse to remove people, because, like, if someone's on your feed and you just really are, like, cringing every time they fucking post something, or you're just rolling your eyes at every time they post something, I mean, that's just energy that they're taking out of your day at the end of the day. Like, they're getting a fucking rise out of you, like, why even? Just delete them. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Basically saying how, like, I don't burn bridges, but I'll block you. Like, I will not. You will not be able to directly come in contact with me. So, just leave them alone. And I'll give you guys a story about, should I talk about the nice guy? The proclaimed nice guy. Yeah, fuck the nice guy. Fuck the proclaimed nice guy. Because nice guys don't have to fucking say they're nice guys. Everybody knows the nice guy's a nice guy. Motherfuckers who claim they're nice guys, child. Red flag number fucking one. Or wait, it's probably number three. Red flag number fucking three. Run, bitch. Run. Like, fucking sprint out that motherfucker. Or, you, I mean, you could finish the conversation, but please don't. I'm begging you. Guys who think they're the nice guys are never really nice. They usually are nice because they're The self-proclaimed nice guys are usually nice because they're lacking something. I don't want to get into it, but they're compensating for something, basically. And I'll tell you guys a story about this nice guy. So there's this guy I met, and I really, really, really am attracted to air signs. As well as air signs are very much attracted to me. Like, it's like a magnet. It's fucking chaos. And if you don't know what that is, and if you're not, like, really into astrology, I don't know what to tell you, because that's kind of where I tend to go with things sometimes. It makes sense in my head. Whatever. And anyways, like, what... And it never ends well. So I don't know why I stay being so, like, you can show me a bunch of random guys, and the ones I find to be attractive are air signs. And if you don't know what an air sign is, it's basically an Aquarius, a Libra, or a Gemini. If you are any of those signs, chances are I am pretty much attracted to you from the get-go. Like, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, like, the way you approach me, I tend to like that shit in a weird way. This wasn't the case with this person. I was not attracted to this person whatsoever. I made it fucking clear. We worked together. Oh, I don't know how much I can say without, like... I mean, no one really is going to know who this is, because they're just not. But yeah, so we were working together, and... Like, I worked a shift where I worked by myself, and he worked that shift too, but we weren't the same position. But it was like, obviously, I'm going to talk to you. You're my coworker. Like, I'm not going to just sit here and... I mean, I should have. I really should have. But I didn't. And, yeah, that just... Listen. He ended up admitting he had, like, a crush on me. And I remember him, like, like, I asked him if he was, like, dating anyone. Not because I wanted to date him, but just because, like, he was, like, a lot of the people I worked with, I was the youngest, one of the youngest ones. So everyone was either married or, yeah, everyone was married or had a significant other that they lived with. So I don't know. Maybe I should stop asking that. It's none of my business. But... Oh, God. Okay. So he was like, no, like, girls don't like me because I'm a nice guy. And I was like, bitch, excuse me? Girls don't like you because you're a nice guy? Get the fuck out of here, you fucking weirdo. And that was really the first red flag. Like, guys who are nice never fucking claim they are nice. Ever. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, what, why? And there was just a lot of problems with homeboy the more I got to know him. And we did end up being friends. And he kept trying to pursue me romantically, and I was like, hell to the fuck no. No, bitch, no. But then I felt, see, this is literally my fault. Like, I've grown from this. I've learned from this. So just repeating, sometimes repeating your, like, re-saying your mistakes is just so, like, I don't like remembering this. I just keep this shit in the past, but, he really tried to buy my love for him. That was never there, and everyone knew it wasn't there. Like, I had friends there that I worked with, and they would tell him, like, dude, like, literally you need to get over this shit, because it's not happening. Like, do you see her? Do you see yourself? Do you know who you are? Do you know who she is? Like, sweetie, get the fuck. Right? I mean, when people are very up forward with me like that, and let me just tell you, like, we were, like, not even friends. We were very much coworkers. Like, maybe I knew him for, like, 2 weeks, and he asked me to go out to drinks, and I was like, first of all, I'm not 21, so no. And then he was like, well, it was, like, him and my other coworker, and they were like, well, like, you can still go in the bar, you just can't, like, you can't drink or something. And I was like, then what the fuck is the point of me going, like, to fucking sit there and watch you guys? Like, no, thank you. Like, I got shit to do. I got people to see. Like, I definitely don't want to fucking hang out with my coworkers. That's for fucking sure. Never really liked hanging out with coworkers. And until that job. But I found Angel and Angelus, if you're listening, and Melly, if you guys are listening to this. You guys are the only ones I fuck with. But, yeah. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you're weird. No, stop. And I remember this, like, but the thing was, like, every, like, girl that was working there had a crush on him. Well, maybe not my friends, but, like, not my close coworker friends, but just, like, the other ones, like, and I'd be like, why? Like, he's just so ew. No. And this is going into the whole settling thing, because I didn't end up dating him, but I was going through a phase where I was like, maybe I need to not be so about looks, because homeboy was not, I mean, my eyes. And I don't like to call people ugly, but he just wasn't my cup of tea. We'll keep it at that. He wasn't my cup of tea, not necessarily my type at all, for sure. And I have a type, but not necessarily my type. And I was just like, okay, you know what, Serenium? This guy is pretty nice to you. And I mean, he's not like super ugly. Like, he's not. Maybe you need to stop being shallow. Like, maybe you can grow to love someone. You can grow to like someone, even. Like, no, bitch, no. That was a big motherfucking mistake. To this day, if he ever fucking comes in contact with me, I will literally rip his throat out. And I'm so serious, because that motherfucker was not a nice guy. He wasn't. He was fucking crazy. He was fucking crazy, and he was obsessed, literally obsessed with me. He had moved out here. I don't want to say too much, because I don't know if this is, like, I can go to, like, what is it called? I don't know. Okay, whatever. He didn't really have friends out here. Like, he had just moved out here, and I was basically, like, his only friend. And we did end up becoming pretty good friends at one point. But I just couldn't commit to it. Like, he wanted me to... He actually did introduce me to his parents. But I never... Like, the last time I brought my parents someone to meet... Oh, God. It was like maybe like 15 years old or 16 years old. And it was my first boyfriend. Since then, I have never brought a boy home. It's just, you really gotta be, like, on that fucking level to come meet my family now. And he, like, wanted me to move in with him. At one point, like, this is kind of where everything was just, like, okay, yeah, this is not gonna work. He basically asked me to marry him. And, no, he didn't. He basically asked me if what I would say. And I was, like, I would say no. First of all, like, you're not, we're not even dating. Like, this is not for me. Like, what? We're just... And I should have put a stop to it when he was like, let's just get to the juicy part, because you guys are probably like, what made him not a nice guy? So, like I said, he was trying to buy me love. So he would literally, like, buy me, like, anything I wanted. And it's not like I would ask for it. Like, I would just be like, and I don't really like when guys do this. That now I found out, like, if you do this, like, because then I just don't, I don't know. But then, okay, let me just explain it. I would just, like, be looking at stuff for, like, I had a wish list for myself of things I wanted to purchase myself. And I, like, he would just ended up buying me things that I wanted. And at first I declined. Because the first time he did it to me, he pulled a fucking, he pulled some shit on me, and I was like, yeah, this is not gonna fucking work. You are not gonna talk to me like that. Who the fuck do you think you are? You can keep your shit. I don't need your shit. And he would just, like, apologize, and, like, that was also a thing. Like, he would get, like, in this, like, I don't know. It was kind of, like, low-key, I was just scared of him because I didn't know what he was capable of. Like, he really could have, like, I used to work at a gym, so he really could have basically murdered me in maybe, like, a chokehold position or something. Like, you just really don't know who you're fucking with. And, like, at this point, like, he knows where I live. So I got a new job. I stopped seeing him so much because I didn't work with him. And I realized, like, and he would just say things and do things that I was just like, bro, like, ew, like, what are you doing? You're fucking weird. Like, what the fuck? Get off me. And he was so, like, he was so clingy, too. Like, it was all these red flags that I was like, dude, like, you kind of feel like it's a chore to see someone type shit. Like, it was just gross. And so I slowly just stopped seeing him. And I was just, I would make up, I would make up excuses because I was like, no, like, I don't really want to see this guy. Like, it's just not. And instead, you know, I could have just been honest and been like, yeah, like, this just isn't for me anymore. Like, I don't even really want to be friends, because I didn't want to be friends with him anymore because he was just so, like, depressing. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. There's this just a type of guy who, like, yeah, they're so fucking nice to you, because he was. He was very nice to me, but he was fucking out the fucking, he was with the, he was not with the shits. He was the shits. He was just insane. Like, it got to the point where, like, talking to him, like, would make me depressed. And I'm like, dude, why are you so, like, depressing? Like, why are you so, like, you literally make me mad. Like, why are you thinking like that? Like, why are you saying shit like that? Like, why? Why are you doing that? And, like, oh my god, sorry. Let me take a deep breath. I'm getting, like, anxious just talking about this. Like, It got to the point where, like, oh, no. I was gonna say, if someone's, you really need to pay attention to how people talk to other people, how people talk to you, and how people talk to their close loved ones, and how people talk about other people. Like, if you're dating someone, you just really need to pay attention to those things, because those things will tell you a lot about how they're going to end up talking to you, or how they end up interacting with you if shit goes south. And he gave me, like, an iPad, right? Because something was wrong with my computer, but it ended up getting fixed. And then I was just using it because I needed to do homework, whatever. And then I was like, okay, like, here's your shit back, right? And he was like, no, like, you can have it. Like, I don't even use it, really. Like, you can keep it. And I was like, no. And he's like, no, for real. Like, you could just have it. And I didn't really tell anyone this, but, and I honestly, I'm not even gonna disclose it. I'm not, I'll keep that to myself, but, he had given me, like, gifts or whatever of value, and later when I stopped talking to him, he asked for one of the gifts, not necessarily the iPad, but one of the other gifts. He asked for it back, and I was just like, dude, like, are you serious? Like, you literally gave this to me. But I'm that bitch who's like, if you want this shit back, you're gonna get this shit back in a fucking minute. But this item, like, I could not, you guys are probably like, just say it, bitch. Yeah, I can't. I don't feel comfortable saying it. And if I'm not comfortable, I'm not saying it. But it's nothing bad. And so he ended up texting me one day after work, and he was like, are we still friends? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, who says shit like that? Like, I was like, ugh. And I was just like, what do you mean? Like, what do you want? Like, what? Like, I was just like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? I was so irked. I was just like, Jesus, like, oh God. And at this point, like, he was also like asking me on dating advice because he was trying to date this other girl, and I was just like, okay, like, I wasn't bugged by it. Like, dude, move on. Like, please leave me alone. Please find someone that's perfect for you. Like, that's all I really want. Like, anything that'll get your mind off me, go for it. Go fucking run towards it. Like, do it. If fucking, it was just the cringiest time. So the reason why I stopped talking to him, because he said something about, like, that he was, like, so in love with me. And then that night, like, he was basically telling me how he went to this, like, club and, like, made out with people. And I was like, dude, like, honest, I don't give a fuck, first of all. I'm glad you did. Attaboy. But, yeah, don't be proclaiming shit like that to me and then acting like that. That shit is just not gonna fly. Like, it's not. And oh my god, this is so cringy. I can't believe I'm saying this, to be honest, because I really don't like speaking about this. Like, this person is literally dead to me. Like, I'm telling you, if I ever fucking catch this motherfucker in plain sight, I'm calling the cops, and I'm gonna fucking rip his eyes out, rip his throat out, like, whatever. So that's kind of, like, it just was, like, I just didn't want to deal with it. Like, I'm tired of, like, dealing with situations or dealing with dudes who just need therapists. That's what, he really just needed a therapist. And that's why I think he liked me, is because I was just really easy to talk to. And I give pretty, like, decent, I don't even think I give advice, but I'm just the devil's advocate in certain situations where I'm just like, okay, but did you see it this way? Like, did you realize how that sounded? Yeah, he ended up saying that he was going to block me, or that he did block me, but that he was feeling guilty because if I ever needed to call him, which I would have never, it got to that point where that meme was like, when the person you want to cut off cuts you off first, like, that's what I wanted. Like, when he said, let me just keep talking. And I was like, okay, like, he wanted to block me or something. And I ended up not replying because I was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to say to that? Like, oh, thanks for not blocking me. Like, that means so much to me. Like, so you already did it. Like, you already blocked me for who knows how long, because I wasn't not fucking trying to reach out to you. But, why'd you there's no need to unblock me. And he spazzed out, and he fucking, like, was like, you know what? Take care of yourself and don't bother giving me back any of the things I gave you. And blah, 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 this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? Thank the fucking Lord. When you sweat dripping, like, thank God I'm done with that situation. I blocked him because I was like, you're definitely not getting in contact with me again. You're fucking blocked. And like weeks, I mean, I don't know how many, how too much time passed. Maybe like 2 weeks passed, and he fucking emailed me. He fucking emailed me and was like, hey, can we talk? And I fucking screamed. Oh my God, I screamed so hard. I like, you know, like you, I don't know if you guys be checking your emails, but I be checking that shit constantly. So I was just sitting on my phone. I fucking did the email. Like, I fucking dropped my phone. I'm like, ah, no, he didn't. No, the fuck he didn't. I did not just get an email from this man. I am not going to be that girl who gets emails to talk about unblock me. I'm shaking it off right now. I fucking screamed. And I basically, the only thing I said to him, this is the last thing I said to him to date. This is the last thing I said to him was, I don't think we should be friends anymore. I do not want to talk to you. Leave me alone. Right. So we said that, right? Oh, that shit pissed him the fuck off for sure. Motherfucker wanted to take me to fucking court for the gifts he fucking gave me. Talking about, what is it, small courts and some dumb shit. And I was like, motherfucker, are you fucking serious right now? And I wasn't answering his emails. Like, mind you, I'm a college student. Like, when he was sending me this shit, I was busy. Like, I had a fucking bio exam. Like, you are the least of my motherfucking worries. Yes, sir, you're gonna get your shit back, but can you fucking give me, like, 2 days? Like, I'm not gonna fucking, I'm trying to learn mitosis, meiosis, fucking mitochondria, bitch. I don't know. Like, I don't need this in my life right now. And he ended up emailing me again, talking about, I'm gonna take you to small courts if you don't give me your shit back. Yes, he was white. Not my time. Okay, anyways. Very privileged person, by the way. Like, never had to struggle a day in his fucking life. Like, I mean, maybe he did have to struggle, but didn't have the struggles. You know what I'm talking about. Motherfucker wanted, this is also why I feel like I wanted to become a lawyer, because I'm like, no one's gonna punk me like that ever the fuck again. Ever in their fucking life are they ever gonna fucking do that shit to me. Ever. I will fucking lawyer the fuck up, bitch, because we're going to small courts. And either way, if he would have done that, the thing is, I didn't want his shit. Like, I was gonna give his shit back regardless, because I just don't want that shit around me. It's your shit, have it back. I don't care. Like, if this is gonna stop you from talking to me, sell that shit. I don't care. You can have it all back. Excuse me, I'm like burping. So then I ignore him again. I just don't reply. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not really trying to reply right now. Like, just leave me alone. He emails me to a different email that I have that I didn't realize he emailed on me on there. But because he gave me the iPad, I was able to see, like, his emails. So I saw that he had sent me an email to my other email. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, you had multiple emails, huh? How? How did you have two of my emails? Whatever. I think that was the one where he was like, do the right thing. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I will fucking, honestly, I was scared because I literally got punked. Let's just leave. Like, I got punked. I was scared. I was like, bitch, I'm not going to small courts. You're getting your shit back regardless. Like, he was getting the shit back regardless. But I was like, bitch, why you gotta bring court into this? Like, why are you trying to put all this stress on me, talking about you loved me, talking about you're a nice guy? What, bitch? Shut the fuck up. No. That's when I was like, yeah, you're such a fucking nice guy, huh? So I ended up busting a mission with one of my friends to give his shit back, because I ended up going to, like, the 99-cent store, because I didn't want to just leave it in, like, a package. Because if that shit went missing, I am not, like I said, I'm not fucking going to small courts. Like, that is not on my list to do. I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to stand in court with you. I'm not going to get a, like, it's just not happening. It's not happening. It's not. So, I went to the 99-cent store. I got, like, a basket. and, like, this, like, fake, like, plant shit and, like, made it look like a plant and just, like, left it at his door. Motherfucker probably thought it was a bomb or something, but fuck, it was his shit. And I gave him back all the shit he fucking gave me, didn't give a fuck, like, fuck you, stick it up his asshole, like, fuck him, like, if he ever contacts me again. The funny thing was, like, people who were working with him ended up telling me, like, the stuff he was saying, because he ended up leaving the state. Holla fucking Luya, because, bro, when I tell you, I was literally, I needed to get a taser. I had, at that point, I only had pepper spray with me, but if he even fucking came close to me, like, at that point, I was still, like, I was fucking scared. Like, I didn't like being alone. I didn't like, because I would spend a lot of time at school by myself doing studies, and I would just not want to be alone. I would not want to walk to my car. Like, this guy knew where I worked, knew what time I went to school. Like, we were friends at the end of the day, or were friends, but, So I was scared. So when I found out he was leaving, I was like, okay, thank God, because that shit was really in the back of my head. He knew where I lived. Like, and people who are upset, like, if he was willing to take me to small courts, that motherfucker was willing to fucking put a gun to my head at this point. Like, yeah, you know? So what I have to say, now that this story's over, I have not seen him, not gotten in contact with him, never heard from him again, did not give a fuck what he's doing in life. Like, karma's gonna get his ass for being a fucking weirdo. Like, red flags, if you're not, I mean, for me, I'm definitely not someone who can grow to like someone. I guess I do have to be physically attracted to you. Like, I have to. And you just can't, he just didn't hit any of the lists. Like, he didn't, like, there was just so many things where I was like, we're not really this, like, we're total opposites. Like, and he wasn't even my boyfriend. Like, I did not have to deal with this. Like, none of my boyfriends ever did this to me. And I have had boyfriends who I've dated and had more history and more things that went on between us than what happened with him. And it kind of taught me a lesson in a way. Like, first of all, or second of all, or third of all, maybe I should stop saying first of all. Anyways, that only stressed me out because a bitch was really just trying to learn mitosis, meiosis, and motherfucker was really out here trying to ruin my fucking peace of mind. But it's fine. I'm good. That shit was annoying as fuck. When I dealt with that, I really was I was crying just because I was like I said, like, people who actually were like my boyfriends never even did this to me. Like, they never did this to me. So just to see someone who proclaimed all this shit to do this, it was just like, yeah, no, like, you're definitely over, like, don't even try to get in contact with me anymore. And he was like, he did that whole, like, cordial email, like, if I was, like, his fucking coworker and I fucked up doing something and he was telling me not, yeah, that's what he pulled out those kind of terms. So I was like, okay, but whatever. What should I talk about next? I don't know. We'll talk about something else in the next podcast. So basically what I'm saying in this one is don't ignore the red flags. Don't ignore, like, the way they talk to you, the way they treat you, like, what they're doing now. And you guys are probably like, well, like, they're not my man, though, so they can really do whatever they want. Yeah, but if someone wants to be your man, like, they're gonna be treating you nice. Like, they will not put one down in your mind. Like, they will not do any of this shit. Trust me, they will not. That's, I don't know how, it's difficult, I get it, because you can't, I get it, I know, you can't really spaz out on these bitches. Like, he couldn't really spaz out. That's one thing, it probably was like, why are you spazzing out on me like that? Like, you're not my man. I don't have to talk to you every day. I don't. So, yeah. Take it with a grain of salt. If there's things you don't like, in someone, they really do tend to be the things that, and I mean, at least he could have been good looking and treated me this way. Like, at least I could have been like, at least he was kind of hot. Like, no, he wasn't even that. So, boo. I'm such a bitch. Okay, if he ever, he's probably never gonna listen to this unless he's completely obsessed with me, but no, I don't think so. But yeah, I'll see you guys next episode. Bye.